Chris Earl, Pet Shop Boys are in town tonight at the Orpheum. I thought maybe a couple of songs from the Pet Shop Boys, little mini block, and we're jumping around here, just playing all kinds of things here on Time Travel today, just kind of jumping around for all the mixed emotions that are happening today. 6:04 in the evening, beautiful Medford, Massachusetts. It's warm out. It's not bad. Not bad, and we're having We had a wonderful summer. We had a wonderful winter. I can only hope that it stays the same this winter. Any of you fans that can go skiing or sledding or things like that, you can go up north. Go up north and do that so I don't have to snow blow my driveway to get to work. And the drought was nice, too. I enjoyed the drought. Didn't have to mow the lawn. Only a couple of times didn't have to mow the lawn. And I'm lazy. I like to sit down after I get out of work and just relax. I don't need to be jumping out. I'm 45 years old. I don't need to be running to the lawn and doing the lawn. Forget it. How about a red letter day here on Time Travel? Sure, why not? Putin loves Trump, so why not a red letter day by the Pet Shop Boys?
Oh. Sometimes you work only in vain. Sometimes there's very little heartbreak and pain. Sometimes there's God. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes there's God. Sometimes there's just not. A little redemption would help us a lot. Sometimes it's God in the palm of your hand. Some days our times will cover your land. Sometimes it's God. Sometimes it's God.
Time Travel with Chris Searle, WMFO Medford.
Chips. justice to 8-square blocks. Brooklyn was safe, nobody got shot. Used swords and daggers and kung fu, but not this kind of shit. So Carlin had no choice, doing it for free like the Village Voice. This ends the first installment of my story. Who's good at kicking ass, the bad with the glory?
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel is here with you indefinitely, normally 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, and I have my friend and my running mate from the No Party, Stash, on the line. Hello, my friend.
Good to hear you from my friend. Always a pleasure to hear from my co-president.
I think we did very well with the people on the 9th. Remember the 9th of November.
I know a lot of people are angry out there, and we're angry, but I'm also not angry at the same time.
It was a very interesting evening. I think we did our very best in the No Party to try to get votes for us, for Stash and Eagles.
We did good out there. We have to... say that apparently the people don't want to go to space.
Yeah, it turns out that people don't want to go to space, and we weren't really giving them a choice. The elderly were going to space. That was one of our many stances.
I'm not, by the way, giving up on this.
Nor I. I think we should run it into the next 4 years. Four more years of Stash and Eagles.
I don't know if you were in agreement with me on the mandatory all-woman military to give them a chance.
I like that idea.
Try that for a year. Yeah.
Of course, I'm all for that. We have many opinions, all of them interesting.
Yes. The junk food program.
Yes.
Who are we kidding?
The junk food for everyone. Did you see how I put a delicious meal out there that we could all split together? There was a delicious Chinese meal because we got the vote in China. They were all for Stash Eagles.
Oh, I love kung fu movies. They love kung fu movies. The great people of China.
Mm-hmm. And
also my feelings about switching the running the public schools to the people who run the. Well, the gambling places.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are fun. And they know what they're doing.
I think one of the things I was thinking is putting the children back to work.
They don't have any bake sales for the bombs. They would complain about that, I know. So let them have a whirl at the military.
Yes.
And let the military run the schools.
The military, the all-female military running the schools would be fantastic. And I think we should put the children back to work. They have the small fingers. It worked in the Industrial Revolution. That would put the children back to work. 4 or 5 years old, going in and fixing those slot machines that need fixing.
Yeah.
From the passage of the question one.
Yeah, and they know how to reuse the computers.
Yeah. They sure do, man. They sure do.
Lowering the draft down. I want to lower the draft age down to 13.
13 is good, and I liked the idea of moving up cigarette smoking to the age of 35.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a dangerous stuff. Yeah, they're right. You should. The age of the consent should be high on that.
What I was asking too a little bit earlier, how do I actually vote? If I am not allowed within 100 yards of a school. I was asking for a friend, though. How do I vote if I am not allowed within the 100 yards of a school?
probably have to go with the aid of the attorneys.
Mm-hmm. And I also thought that, well, you know what? If it were a charter school, we could have voted up until 9 p.m.
Yeah, what is up with that one? The charter school thing did not go through.
It did not pass. They should have called it an iPad for every child.
And the marijuana was a thumbs up for the number four.
Yeah, the number four, the marijuana, that's going to be big. That's big. People are excited about that. Gives them another reason to watch television.
You can. I'm for the mandatory television, by the way. I don't know if you're with me on that.
At least a minimum of 4 hours a day of television.
Yeah, if I caught you, you'd be fine if I caught you watching on television.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if you're with me on the only working at night now.
Only working at night, so third shift.
Only working at night, yeah. And I don't like people out in the day, too.
I think people should stay in, and we should have that time travel with the people under the ground that don't come out. What are they, the Morlocks?
The Morlocks. I'm for the Morlocks.
And the Slee Stacks. Remember the Slee Stacks from the Land of the Lost?
I was wondering, in years of watching that show, I was concerned that that family never changed their clothing at all.
No. And Holly always looked good. She always looked fresh and showered. And that man, the father had that Mike Brady 70s, he had the 70s hairstyle. He had the perm in the Land of the Lost. He was the only man in the Land of Dinosaurs with a perm.
Yeah, he had the corduroy pants.
Yes, he had the cords and he had the perm. And who else was in there? There was a boy in there too. There was Holly, there was the dad. Wasn't there another kid that always got into trouble? And there was Mongo, of course. Was it Mongo or Chongo? Or I'm thinking of Danger Island.
Chaka. Yeah, he had the bad teeth. He was in need of the orthodontics procedure.
Oh, yes, Chonga.
Don't say anything negative about him.
I will not. I have some Gap Band in the background.
He's definitely the Stosh supporter type.
Mm-hmm. The Gap Band, Stash is a big fan. I think the Gap Band, early in the morning, this could have been our song. This could have been our actual song.
Yeah, you got to get up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go outside. And if I caught people washing the lawns, it could be the trouble.
If you see them washing the lawn?
Like watering the lawns. Yeah, no watering the lawn. Watering van.
Yes. My neighbor washes the lawn all the time. I see him out there with a bucket, scrubbing it down with the soap too, making it shine. I'm like, I got leaves from 2009 out there in the garden.
Put a talk to that guy.
Mm-hmm. So an exciting time we are in right now, Stash, and why not a little bit of fun? And that's what we did. We brought some fun to our friends and family members.
I think that they needed that when they were arguing.
I think so. Because they'd get into a heated argument, people are losing people on the Facebook, and then they would read about Prince and large elbows, and how we both love Prince and elbows, and how we are both the handsome candidates, and to vote on November 9th.
I think we've gained an amount of likes on that.
Mm-hmm. I got the Italian-American vote with my Vito Corleone impression. And
pretty damn cool.
We had the lesbian vote with Frida and Peppermint Patty from Peanuts. I think we did really well. But
I'm behind all those people.
What do you think about arming every citizen in the U.S. that has a driver's license? So you get your driver's license and you get a government-issued Winchester rifle.
I am definitely for arming the people. If there's any problem, it's just a standoff everywhere.
And everyone would have to wear the government-issued old-timey hat and boots, the 10-gallon hat, at least once a week. Like Wednesdays could be old-timey hat and boots with Spurs Day.
Absolutely, yeah. I would in the public schools, clean and reload.
We could call it the Magnificent Americans.
And if any problem for the women, I would mandatorily have them carry two.
Yes. Yes, you have a six-shooter in one hand, a Winchester in the other.
Yeah, no, and if the guys give them a hard time, then they'll be outdone.
And we could balance the budget by putting all our opponents in jail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As far as the surveillance, if the people are worried about that, they, it's not my problem. Get a camera and put it on their camera.
That's right. The camera on camera.
If you're being followed, get off, you know, get off your ass and follow them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the infrastructure, if people worry about the roads, I say let it go. We can't afford that stuff. They got to adapt and, adaptable, improvise.
Cyberdyne Systems actually just sponsored us for 2020. Cyberdyne Systems put in a Stash Eagles. They're on board.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we got to get the company flying.
What we have to do this time, though, is hit the road, Stash. We have to hit the road.
Oh, yeah.
I think that hurt our campaign a little bit.
You won't be running against us, Miss Obama.
I think by then, you know, he'll have, Sasha will come back. Like, he'll bring back one of his kids. We'll see the Obamas again.
Yeah.
And maybe Michelle will run. Who knows? We'll see.
So, I don't know if they'll have anything on us with the junk food, and we're going to give out the junk food out stuff. Televisions, prizes.
I have so much candy left. I'm thinking of inviting all the people that voted for us. I will give out the candy. We'll have our Chinese food meal, and we could watch Westworld. We'll watch all 8 episodes of Westworld after they've all aired, and we will talk about
the
robots in the future.
One.
Oh, it's great. You got to see it. It's wonderful.
I should check that out.
It's a great, great show.
I like the old one.
I do, too, with Yul Brynner. Anything with Yul Brynner in it is usually pretty good.
I totally dig Yul Brynner. We have to do that scene where they meet.
Mm-hmm.
How you been? What have you been doing? Well, I've been Tombstone. You came from Tombstone. There's no way that I love Denzel, but there's no way they're as cool as them as The Magnificent Seven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a great movie, The Magnificent Seven. I haven't seen the new one, but man, what a great movie. I rewatched the old one a couple months ago. Still great. Still great.
Unless, do I get it wrong? It was James Coburn?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah,
he shows up, and he's the guy with the knife. He's the knife expert.
Steve McQueen,
who's stealing every scene he's in with Yul Brynner. He's kind of, I think it's like his second movie or something, but he's great in that, too. Great, great movie. I think Steve McQueen would have voted for Stash Eagles. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Totally. He's a total kind of Stash Eagles guy.
He probably would have been our stuntman. He would have been our secret service man, jumping in front of the bullets and the knives. And the thing is I don't think we had any enemies at all. I think everybody loved us.
No, you got to make friends with everybody.
We got the Electoral College and the popular vote. We carried them both.
I'm only an enemy of somebody that doesn't like to have a good time.
That is true. Well, I am heading in to see the Pet Shop Boys with Mr. Derek Gary. He's going to jump in here in a few moments and talk about his ideas of what happened last night, because he's not doing the big picture tonight. So I think we can throw him on the air for a few minutes here when he wanders in. But my friend Stash, we have to go on the road. We have to do something. We have to get out and talk to the people.
You're doing the Thanksgiving show with Winston Kidd?
That is correct. You're coming in for the Thanksgiving show, correct? You want to come in?
I'm going to prepare for that. If you will have me, I would be glad to be at your side, my brother.
Yes, 2 weeks from tonight, the Thanksgiving show. Wednesdays from 5 to 9. And we have Mr. Tony Moschetto is coming in, and Winston Kidd, Lisa Nichols, and Derek Gary. I believe Molly Gary is going to be here as well. And we talk about Thanksgiving, and we go over. Derek likes to pull out all the different flyers and talk about all the deals. And I have my songs about pie, such as Warrant's Cherry Pie, to play. So, yeah, that'll be great.
That'll be it, man. I will be prepared with lots of non-sequitur pop culture information.
Yes, sir. But thank you, my friend, for calling in. And it was a wonderful campaign, and we have to keep it up for 2020.
2020, we start now, my friend.
Stash Eagles, November 9th. Always remember the 9th of November.
Have a good evening, my friend.
You too. I'll talk to you soon, my friend. See you in space.
See you in space. We go to space. The old people.
my friend Stash there, calling in with some political thoughts. Mr. Derek Gary just walked in as well. You're listening to WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Pet Shop Boys with What Have I Done to Deserve This? They're just kind of playing a hodgepodge of stuff, an emotional roller coaster here today on Time Travel. As Derek Gary enters the studio, we are heading in to see the Pet Shop Boys tonight. I have a little promo that I need to do here one more time, but Derek is here. Let me get him on the air. So the big picture is not happening tonight. We have
it's happening tonight.
Oh, it is happening tonight. So is Lisa doing the big picture tonight?
Yes, she is. And she'll be joined by Joel and Marielle, and they'll get you caught up on everything that happened, reaction, ballot questions, all kinds of fun.
Beautiful. Beautiful. WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to play a little bit more Pet Shop Boys and get Derek right on the air here.
Intervention, death, and destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sodom and Gomorrah Show.
This is Chris Earle, host of Time Travel on WMFO in Medford, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. This Friday at 8 p.m., Edward Buecher going back to November 11th, 1967 on his Tears of the Gods sound collage with the entire episode of Hank Fonce's WGBH Jazz Radio Show, Real New Orleans, wrapped up in Billboard radio hits from 1967, including singles from Jimi Hendrix Experience debut album, Are You Experienced? It's Edward Buecher here on WMFO this Friday, 8 p.m. I have Derek Gary here from The Big Picture. Let's hear a little bit about what your thoughts are before we head off to the Pet Shop Boys at the Orpheum tonight.
I am profoundly disappointed in America.
Everybody is in shock, I think. I am not surprised about the media screwing everybody over and having their little piece with everything. But tell us your thoughts briefly before we head out.
Listen, we had a perfect candidate, a perfect vice presidential candidate, and really, the votes that the Chris Earle and Stash ticket got were appalling. Completely appalling. You guys should have won this thing walking away.
I know.
I am so disappointed.
We should have. And I think we did pretty well. We had a lot of good political stances that other candidates did not have.
Indeed.
So we are going to try to run with that throughout 2020.
But, look, for everybody out there who's freaking out, losing their minds about this, you know, I will say this. After you've had some time to relax and reflect, I would ask you to consider one simple question and answer this question not immediately, but upon some reflection. And that question is this: do you think half of the Americans who voted yesterday chose Donald Trump because they hate other people? Or do you think half of the Americans who voted yesterday chose Donald Trump because they want jobs?
It's a good point.
And the answer to that question will, your personal answer to that question will inform both your sense of optimism versus cynicism, how well informed you are about what's going on in this world, and what you think of your fellow countrymen. I know what my answer to that question is. I know the reason why people broke for Donald Trump yesterday. I'm surprised by the result. As recently as last week, I was still calling this for Hillary Clinton, and that was my prediction.
And you stayed up until 3 a.m.?
I stayed up until 2:30 in the morning, and John Podesta came out, and I said, if he's going to bed, so am I.
Yeah, stayed up till 1. Yeah,
and that's enough for me. But, you know, the people that came out and voted for Donald Trump yesterday, there's a couple of factors at play. Jobs is certainly one of them. And if you look at the way that Americans have voted over the years, the economy is what we vote on. And if there were large numbers of Americans that came out and voted against gays or against women or against immigrants, that would be a first in our country since the days before the Civil War.
Do you think most historical election ever?
Certainly in terms of the finish, yes. Because either the polls were completely wrong, or Donald Trump made up some serious ground in the month of November, which is unprecedented. I do think, and I've said this in the past, and I will continue to say this in the future, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. It is not doing anybody any good.
I agree with that.
The fact that you and Stash were unable to win any electoral votes certainly hampered your ability to get into the White House.
Yes.
But it's an outdated system that was created as a compromise at a period of time when population density from one state to another was a factor of 20 or 30. Some states had 30 times as many people as other states. And those small states had a legitimate reason to want to preserve their political power. That's not so much the case anymore. And what the Electoral College has done is allowed this country to devolve into the coasts versus the middle.
Right.
And I would point out that the Electoral College is probably the leading contributor to Hillary Clinton's loss last night. Not Jill Stein, not Gary Johnson, not people who hate the gays. But the fact that everybody assumed she was going to win Wisconsin. So she never bothered to campaign in Wisconsin. She never got her message out. And for the last couple of cycles, I felt that voters, particularly in states like Massachusetts and California, I've lived in both, that have a tendency to just go Democrat no matter what. Decline voter turnout and leave a lot of voters feeling disenfranchised. And that is a consequence of the Electoral College. If we had direct election of the president, not only do I think are you going to see the number of people coming out to vote going up, but you're also going to see candidates who have to reflect a broader perspective among the American people and not just gin up a base in a specific state.
All good points. Big Picture is coming up next. Time Travel will be here with you next week from 5 to 7 p.m. And our Thanksgiving show, myself and Derek Gary and a number of our friends will be on here Thanksgiving night from 5 to 9 p.m. And Derek has all the best deals every Thanksgiving. And I like to bring in my songs about pie, like Warren's Cherry Pie.
Not a song about pie.
We will be doing that the night before
Thanksgiving. It's not a song about pie. Stop perpetuating that myth. So, you are part of the media problem.
So while you are making your turkey and giblets and your pies and things and calling up your family members and yelling at them for coming late on Thanksgiving Day, spend Thanksgiving Eve with us here on WMFO from 5 to 9 p.m. The Big Picture is coming up next. I am off a little bit early. I'm going to take myself and Derek Gary. We're heading out to the Orpheum to see the Pet Shop Boys. Have a wonderful evening, everybody, and stay safe and be nice to each other, for God's sake. It's going to be okay. And that's coming from a person who's not Mr. Positive all the time, but it is going to be okay. Have some faith. There are some very smart people out there. We are not going to let America fall apart. Good night, everyone.
this kind of thing again.
I'm okay. okay.
WMFO Medford.